money and markets, it's turning out to be the year of the bonds. Can you believe it? Just when we thought the long-term bull market in bonds was over, it pops up again. Long-term Treasury's year-to-date yield is 16%, if you can imagine that. The U.S. bond aggregate is up about 4% or 4% returns total for year-to-date, and that compares, it's almost equivalent to the S&P now up 4.3% for the year, so that's down a little bit from where it was at the end of the third quarter. Europe's down about 2.5%. The real drag in the U.S. markets, the small caps are down 4%, the Russell's down 4%. Emerging markets have given up all their gains of the year, now they're flat for the year, ditto with gold. It's emerging markets and gold are flat. We've seen oil, gas, and commodities all get really hammered this week. They popped up after the Fed minutes came out on Wednesday and really popped up at the end of the market, but down again today. So, you know, there's no doubt about it. We're way overdue for 10 to 20% correction in the markets. And so this, you know, this may be happening. If it does happen, it's perfectly normal. I don't see anything on the horizon right now that threatens the long-term trend up in U.S. equities. I can't say that the Ebola event is helping biotech, but clearly that's the part of the market that's one of the strongest parts and lead in the market. Russia, of course, is getting clocked, and I think that part of what we're seeing in the oil and gas prices and stocks is an effort to sort of pull revenues from Putin's coffers. So G7 is easing up on the oil card and giving China a break so that they can deliver a blow to Putin. And I think that, if anything, augurs for lower oil and gas prices. It's the war with the Russians. But it's I don't think it's just a global slowdown story. It's I think part of it is the sort of the set game match with Russia. The Russian market's down 23% this year. So I continue to watch for opportunity in the emerging markets, including Russia, and opportunities in commodities, but clearly the message is not yet. The U.S. dollar continues to be strong. It dipped back down below 85, but it's holding, and it has the potential to go much, much higher. If it does, that's going to be very bad news for emerging markets, very bad news for gold. There is a danger of a reset trap. I've put several articles up on the blog that describe it. If the Fed starts ratcheting up on interest rates, you're going to see everybody around the world needing dollars to cover debt and derivatives. And you could see a dollar heads up, the dollar index head up much more. It's almost sort of a reset to the upside for the dollar. It's sort of the opposite of the reset that the gold bugs are always describing. You wake up one morning and gold's at 5,000 or 10,000 because we've had a reset. Because we've seen so much going on that's of interest in the precious metals market, Franklin and I did a special recording. It's up on the blog in a separate blog post from the Solaria report. And it's really, and Franklin did some charts for us. So I would encourage you, if you're interested both in the U.S. dollar market and precious metals, to listen to that. It was a great discussion. Also, the comic book for the wrap-up went up with the wrap-up we did last week, and I've gotten a lot of very positive comments, people saying it really helps them see the deeper trends and put a lot of the news, which can be very disjointed, in perspective. So we should have the transcript up by next week, and I would really encourage you, listen to it, take a look at the comic book, which is a web presentation, and then, of course, the transcript will be up. One of the things I talked about in the wrap-up with bits and atoms, the importance of, in all these different industries, being good at both digital and physical, and interestingly enough, top story on the Wall Street Journal today, Amazon has announced that they are opening their first storefront in New York. Now, I don't necessarily believe that this is going to be a permanent, you know, that Amazon's really going to go physical. But I just think in the bits and atoms theme, it's very important. I used to live in New York and watch so many different stores open. Clearly what was never going to be an economic store, but a store to sort of market their brand, plopped right into the middle of a place where many, many members of the media would walk by. It was very, always very interesting to see it, so it doesn't surprise me that Amazon is going to try it. lots going on in the derivative markets. Banks have gotten together and changed the fundamental rules about how they're going to behave in the derivative markets if we get another big bank in trouble. It's all part of getting ready for not too big to fail. And at the same time, we see a series of settlements around the LIBOR issue. And as you know, I believe that was an effort by the central banks, or that is an effort by the central banks, to assert more control of interest rates. So they've got the big banks on the setting the short-term interest rate market much more under their thumb. The IMF has lowered global growth forecast for 2014. What we're seeing is slower growth around the world. It's part of what's happening with currencies. We're, you know, as exports slow down, everybody tries to lower their currency so that they can sort of compete more effectively for the export market. And we're really running the risk of the kind of deflation we saw during the Great Recession in the 20s and the 30s, where you literally seeing a deflationary spiral down. And there's no doubt it's happening. One of the things the IMF called for was greater investment in infrastructure. And that's something I think we need, you know, no matter what's going on. So I say here, there's a way you can do infrastructure investment that will do a tremendous amount to sort of permanently lower our footprint and increase productivity. I think it's a great idea. It's also a story from Bloomberg up on the blog about Project Neptune, which is an effort by the big banks to get together and set up a online bond trading. And given the cutbacks in the bond market, I think that's important before interest rates go up here. You're going to need a way electronically to add a lot more liquidity to that market. So that's a good development. Talk about a circus. We've been watching a trial in New York. Greenberg of AIG fame is suing about what the government did to him. And this is definitely the Midianite thing. Paulson and Geithner and a variety of luminaries have been called to testify and explain what they did during the bailouts. And it's really kind of, you know, if the whole thing wasn't so sad, it would be, you know, funny. But we laugh so as not to cry. But so everybody's getting called up and made to look ridiculous. And there it is. But I have to say that Greenberg has more chutzpah than any person. If you look at what AIG was really up to, their operations on the covert side, I would love to see Greenberg have to survive true transparency on his operation.